brought to you by Penguin. Infernal by Mark D. Yeager. Read by Obioma Ugola. The common man struggles to understand men like us, we who have dedicated our lives to the mastery of magic. They rail against the powers that we command and cry to their priests for succor. And yet it is us, not the priests, who are closer to the gods. For in calling forth the language of magic, we speak that of creation itself. Not one among them would deny that the gods threw down the Dreamsinger at the beginning of time, nor that they bound its bones to become the earth, its blood to fill the seas, its fire the sun, and its wings the canopy of the heavens. From its living flesh they created man, and all the beasts, both great and small, and set these upon the earth, so that the progeny of their great enemy would love and worship them for all time. But it is only us, the chosen few, who understand that the Dreamsinger was vanquished, not slain, and that its song reverberates through all things born of it. To hear the song of magic is to hear the name of the Dreamsinger, from whom all our names are born, and to know its name is to know the power of the gods. An Introduction to the Path of Power by Tiberius Targuth, Archmage. Chapter 1. I woke to the sight of vultures circling, three blemishes against the cobalt sky, gliding lower with each pass, almost lazily, as if taking the time to savor their next meal. I sat up to rub my face, to clear some of the fog that hung thick in my mind. But instead, I found myself staring at an unfamiliar hand. My hand, apparently, since it was attached to my arm. But I recognized neither. The vultures rasped their displeasure and returned to their overwatch as I steadied myself against the sudden lurching of the world, as if I had just fallen. I shook my head again, willing the numbing fog from it. But the more I struggled for clarity, the more it drew in around me, smothering the knowledge of where I was or why I was there. A memory stirred within the depths of my mind, an indistinct shape of something that offered little more than a brief affirmation that this was exactly what I had been hoping for before it slipped away. I flexed the hand attached to my new arm and watched the five short fingers curl and extend. The skin creasing and folding around the joints was darker than I remembered mine being, but just as hairless. It felt entirely normal, but there was something about the movement that sent a shiver through me. As I struggled back into a sitting position, I felt a flare of heat at the back of my head, as if someone had touched me with a flaming brand. It was the only warning I had that something was very wrong. One moment, there was simply the sweet scent of crushed grass, the rasping call of the vultures and the sparrow singing, and the next, my senses were lost to a maelstrom of pain. Unsurpassed agony swept over and through me, unstoppable and unrelenting. I spent what felt like an eternity screaming and wishing that it would overwhelm me and send me back to sleep or simply kill me, but no such relief came. I was awake, yet could do nothing. My brain felt like it was tearing itself apart from within, and all reason was swept away beneath a torrent of sensation. When I eventually came to my senses, I was once again staring at the clouds. But now, my body felt as distant and unresponsive as a rock. The fog still cloaked my memories, but it was clear enough to understand that something had gone terribly awry. I felt the tug of distant memories, but again they fled from my mind before I could glean anything apart from a vague sense of frustrated urgency from them. I tried everything I could think of as I lay there, the sun bathing me in a heat I couldn't feel. I couldn't even...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?